Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. America loves an underdog, and everyone was reminded of that last Saturday in the Kentucky Derby when Rich Strike won at odds of 80-1. It was the second biggest upset in the 148-year history of the race. This was bigger than Giacomo, who won in 2005 at odds of 50-1. It was even bigger than Mind That Bird, another 50-1 shot, who stormed up the rail in the final furlong in 2009. From 2013 through 2018, post-time favorites won six consecutive editions of the Kentucky Derby. But in 2019, when Country House was promoted to the win by the stewards, his odds were 65-1. That resulted in a payoff of $132 on a $2 win ticket. Big upset? Absolutely. But not as big as Rich Strike, who paid more than $163 last Saturday. Still, Rich Strike is not the biggest upsetter in Kentucky Derby history. That honor belongs to the horse who won the Roses in 1913. His name was Donnerail. Named for a village located about 10 miles north of Lexington, Kentucky, Donnerail was a bay colt who was foaled near Lexington in 1910. His sire was an imported horse named McGee, but it was the dam side of the pedigree which provided the stamina. There was little European influence in the maternal family of Donnerail. Instead, it was American breeding for generations, and pedigree experts of the era believed American breeding to be superior when it came to long-distance runners. About a month before the 1913 Kentucky Derby, the handicapper for the St. Louis Star and Times had written that Donnerail was richly bred to get a distance of ground in a race such as the Kentucky Derby. The prior year, in his two-year-old season, Donnerail had shown hints of that ability when he won at a distance of 1 mile at the old Latonia racetrack in northern Kentucky and was drawing clear in the stretch. It seemed that he was crying out, as horsemen say, for more ground. But Donnerail had failed to impress as a three-year-old. In fact, he was soundly beaten just 4 days prior to the Kentucky Derby at the now-defunct Kentucky Association track in Lexington in the Camden Handicap at the Derby distance of 1.25 miles. He had shown early speed that day, according to one newspaper, but quit badly when the so-called real racing commenced. Bred, owned, and trained by Thomas Hayes of Lexington, Donnerail had been dismissed as irrelevant to the Derby picture. Horses from the Eastern Seaboard were getting far more headlines. So lightly regarded was Donnerail, in fact, that for Derby week, he had to stable at Douglas Park Racetrack in Louisville. There was no room for him at Churchill Downs. On Derby Day, May 10, 1913, his trainer had to walk him the 3 mile distance from Douglas Park to Churchill Downs for the big race. That walk to Churchill would be anything but leisurely. A record crowd of 30,000 spectators was arriving by streetcar, automobile, and horse and buggy on Derby Day. They probably noticed a horse walking in their midst, but they likely never imagined they were looking at the horse who a few hours later would reign as the winner of the Kentucky Derby. He had a sturdy build, but was not particularly flashy. He was unremarkable in appearance, and his racing record was undistinguished. And yet, later that day, when the field turned for home in the 39th running of the Kentucky Derby, it was Donnerail who won. Rallying from off the pace, he collared 10 point at the top of the stretch, and the two went nose to nose through the final furlong. And at the wire, it was Donnerail by a half length for jockey Roscoe Goose in track and stakes record time. His odds were 91-1. The payoff, $184.90 on a $2 ticket. It was the biggest upset in Kentucky Derby history at the time, and it remains so still today, some 109 years later. Still, Rich Strike winning at odds of 80-1 last weekend was a significant story for the news cycle. It was not the biggest shocker in the history of America's most storied race, but still, it was big.
Santon gets the rail run, and they're into the stretch. And it's Messier, Crown Pride, and Epicenter is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Santon is coming after him. Epicenter and Santon, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. But coming down to the wire, Epicenter's Santon. Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh my goodness, the longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
the longest shot on the board last Saturday, the second longest shot ever to wear the roses. Rich Strike has already earned his place in racing history. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.